There's something about getting up hours before sunrise for the chance to outsmart an animal that has never told you what it likes or where it will be. I hope the song coming out of the alarm clock isn't an omen. After breakfast, we throw some power bars and bananas in a bag and hit the road. At 5, we meet our guide, Big John Enos, for whom early wake-up calls are always good.
You get up every morning, you read the obituaries. If your name isn't in there, you go fishing.
Big John is in his 50s, and his nickname fits. He's stocky and has fingers like sausages. He was a meat cutter for 30 years, but steaks and chops weren't his passion. Salmon and striped bass were. In 10 years, he saved $40,000, bought a boat, and opened his own guide service. Big John, Andrew, and I drive to Butte City on the Sacramento River. At the boat ramp, we meet Marty Beaver and Jim Gallegos. They'll be fishing too.
I'm Bob.
I'm Jim.
Jim, nice to meet you.
Hi, Andrew.
As Big John lowers the boat trailer for launch, the fish stories start. Marty's a lawyer from Grass Valley. The first fish he hooked was also the first to get away.
My dad was about 50 yards down the bank from me, and I didn't know what to do when I hooked it, and I took off running with a rod. And by the time I got there, he was off the hook.
Jim is retired and lives in Manteca. He hires Big John a few times a year.
Salmon fishing. He's a good guide. He's doing pretty good.
Hang on to your wigs and your hats, and here we go.
We launch and begin the trip half an hour upstream. Once there, Big John rigs up a combination of lures called Klingons that he claims to have invented. With a piece of sardine wrapped around half of the Klingon and a 4-ounce lead ball rigged to bounce on the bottom of the river, Big John gives final instructions for handling the rods.
We're going to drop the tips down, tap the bottom with the weight, pick it up. When you're setting it down, the lure's coming off the bottom. When you're pulling back on it, the lure's diving.
We're ready to fish. As we head to the first fishing hole, Big John says something that would have been good to know when I was packing snacks.
We don't get a fish in the first pass, and I know one of these guys or you guys brought bananas on the boat. That's how my confidence is in here. You're lucky I didn't strip search you before you got in the boat.
I chalk it up to superstition, but Marty and Jim swear it's true.
My buddy might have never been salmon fishing before, and he came up, got his first salmon, we videoed it. Like he was fighting a marlin, he was down deep in there. Just he was having a blast. My other cousin made the mistake. He had a banana that morning. He didn't catch no fish that day.
For 2 hours, the only thing we catch is each other.
You see it?
Tangled lines, lost lures, but no bites. Big John is not happy, but tries to stay positive.
Even the best of the best have bad days too. You know, it happens. That's why they call it fishing.
Those bananas weigh heavy on my conscience. When we stop for Big John to change lures, I sneak off and bury two nice, firm, slightly green bananas. And things do improve. Fewer tangles, a recovered $20 Klingon, but only one bite. Big John's taking this pretty hard, and after another hour, I finally confess.
Last time we stopped, I took the two bananas I had in my backpack, and I took them out and buried them.
You guys want to throw them out of the boat, or do I have to?
I plead ignorance, and they let me stay. And with the help of the depth gauge on the fish finder, I'm learning to keep the sinker bouncing off the bottom of the river. Almost exactly 2 hours after I bury those bananas, something hits my Klingon.
Hey, finally! God dang!
The salmon is about 3 feet long and weighs 18 pounds. I'm not sure who's happier, me or Big John.
Should be all downhill now that Mr. Banana Man got the hex off of us.
But by the time he cleans the fish, it's noon, it's hot, and time to call it a day. Jim and Marty don't seem to mind, even before Big John tells them they'll get a discount on their next trip due to the banana contamination on this one. Big John guides on the Feather and Sacramento Rivers from April to December and on local lakes during the winter. All he asks is that you call ahead at least 72 hours in advance and that you abstain from bananas for at least 24 hours, if not much, much longer. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.